This one is for you if you are a generator or a manifesting generator, or if you love a generator or a manifesting generator, because what's not to love? We're going to be talking today about how to tone your sacral so that you actually know how response feels in your body. It has come to my awareness that so many generators and manifesting generators, even those who are extremely familiar with human design, don't have a freaking clue how to use their sacral center. And that is tragic because as a generator type, which I am going to use that term often throughout this episode, so a generator type includes generators and manifesting generators. As a generator type, if you are not in tune with your sacral, I don't know how the heck you expect to be able to respond to the things that are happening around you. So I'm going to bust some myths in this episode. I'm also going to show you how to, tell you how to, explain to you how to tone that sacral so that it does actually guide you through life. And that's what our sacrals are for as generator types. We are meant to be tuned into our body, tuned into our sacral center, and have it literally magnetize the things that are for us to us. I picture my sacral as a rope from my belly, from my sacral center, out into the world. And the world gives me things, the universe gives me things to respond to, and my sacral guides me to the things that are right for me. Now, I am an emotional authority in human design, and you may be as well. So for us, we have a defined sacral where we get that sacral hit, that sacral gut feeling that's really, really strong or not, and then we wait out our emotional system. However, I have been playing in this energy as well of how does this emotional authority play out with the sacral response. So we'll talk about that as well. First up, let's just stick to the sacral. The sacral makes a sound, uh-huh or uh-uh. So I want you to think about when you were a child, you probably were never allowed to say uh-huh or uh-uh to things. Now, if you are a 3420 manifesting generator, your sacral sound may be different. And that's just because you are always in such a hurry. Things come out of you so quickly that it may not be where you're forming that uh-huh, uh-uh. It may be yip, yip, nope. It could be just super quick like that. But you have a sound. And probably it's been conditioned out of you because we want our children to be polite. So we teach our children to say yes, please, and no, thank you. And it's really interesting. So I now am really blessed to have all of these grandkids in my life. And three of the four so far are generator types. And it's so interesting to allow them to respond with just yes or no. Two of them are 3420. So there's a yep, or with the uh-huh, uh-uh. It's counterintuitive as parents, as grandparents. We want to ask them to be polite. We want to ask them to say please and thank you. And there's a place for that for sure. But if we're going to keep them in touch with their bodies, we got to let them have their sacral sounds. If you've ever been in a room full of generators or you spent time with a generator type who is on purpose and in touch with their sacral, even you know when we're not, we make sacral sounds as we move through life. That's just what our bodies want to do. And that is our sacral being engaged. So you want to engage your sacral in everything that you're doing. First up, you want to free that sacral sound. Free yourself to make the sound that wants to come from your body. And that takes time. Because at first, it feels weird. It feels weird to make all these guttural noises as you move through your life and your day. You probably are stopping yourself from doing it. So allow your sacral to come out of your mouth. Allow your sacral to come out of your throat. The throat and the sacral chakras are connected. For women, we know this to be true. The things that happen in the sacral in our bodies, there is something about that connection with the throat center. Don't speak, don't tell, don't talk about it. All of that wounding lives there, so it can feel really hard to make yourself respond from your sacral. One of the best ways to tone your sacral is to ask or be asked yes or no questions. No multiple choice, no this or that, no would you rathers, yes or no questions. So instead of your partner saying, would you like to go to the pub tonight or would you prefer to go to the Chinese restaurant? Would you like to go to the pub tonight? And you wait for your body to say, uh-huh or uh-uh. It sounds so basic. When people ask us as generator types, when people ask us multiple choice questions, this or that's, would you rathers, we go into our heads. So you can do something called a sacral session. I do these, a lot of human design practitioners do these with generator types for them to come to their own answer. Because sometimes we don't know the answer until someone asks the right question. And in a sacral session, I immediately know if someone is in their body, in their sacral, with their sacral, engaging with their sacral, or not, based on what their eyes are doing. And you can do this for yourself as well. When you notice yourself going into your head for an answer, your eyes will go up. Your eyes will go up and try to grab the answer from your head. You'll try to figure it out instead of being in tune with your body. So I know that you move through life talking to yourself all the time inside your head. So train yourself to ask yes or no questions in your head and out of your mouth. My granddaughter Sawyer, she's almost six now, and she always says, can you tell me a story, memes, like from your mouth? And of course she means from my memory, but it's just cute how she says, like from your mouth. I digress. So yes or no questions. So if you are standing there trying to think about what to make for supper, do I want to make meatloaf? Do I want to make pasta? Do I want to make salad? Instead of, would I rather have soup or salad? Or so just ask yourself yes or no questions in your head all the time. And a lot of times it's not the big thing. Should I take this job? Should I create this offer? Should I whatever, fill in the blank? It could be, you can break that question down a lot to a lot of different things. Is this the right time for this? Would there be a better time for this? Is this the right partner for this project? Is there something better coming along? Do I feel like there might be something better coming along? So you can ask all kinds of different broken down styles of yes or no questions. It doesn't have to be the one big question. All these little different micro decisions get to be yes or no questions in your body. And then trust it. Trust it. I think for many of us as generator types, we have been taught for so long not to go with our guts. And I'm going to bring the emotional authority piece in here. So I am an emotional authority in human design. And in my family, we always made fun of me because I could make a life-changing decision in an instant, in a heartbeat. But do not ask me to choose which restaurant we're going to. Small decisions tended before I knew my sacral center, before I knew how to use my sacral center, small decisions tended to paralyze me. But big decisions, opening a business, closing a business, buying a building, selling a building, boom, just like that, they would come in. So here's what I have been playing with my emotional piece. Because I find that I allow my emotional piece, my emotional authority to take away from my sacral pulling me towards something when I need not do that. When I know something is a hell yes, and I know that I'm in a good place in my emotional wave. So if you are an emotional authority, your emotions come in waves. Mine is based on expectation. I have a collective wave. So my wave has high highs and low lows. And if I know I'm not in a high or a low and my sacral says yes, and my sacral is strong, I know what it means. It's my gut and I know it. I trust it now. I have stopped letting my emotional authority really slow me down in cases where it doesn't need to slow me down. Now, if you're a human design practitioner and you're listening here and you want to string me up, that's fine. We can have a conversation about it over on IG. I love to talk about this stuff. I love for us to share our lived experience because I learned about my emotional authority from someone who is not an emotional authority. And that person is never going to feel what I feel with my emotional authority. So I'm going to trust my lived experience and I want you to trust your lived experience more than anything else. Now, the sacral for me, if it's a no, then I just don't have any energy there for it. And so many of my generator type clients have said the same thing. I know my no. I absolutely know if it's the energy isn't there for it. And that's really what your sacral response is telling you. So in human design, we talk about being lit up as a generator type and being excited. And that's when we magnetize things to us and all the things. And that's certainly key. You're going to feel lit up, but you're lit up because you have the energy for it. So the sacral is a motor. And it really is the for do I have the energy for this right now? So the no is often easier to get. Because if you just feel dead inside, if you just feel no pull towards that thing, no magnetism towards that thing, then you know that it's a no. And that's easy to walk away from. Unless you're emotional authority, then you're probably still going to agonize over it. That's a story for another episode. But the yes can be, it's not harder to get. I was going to say it can be harder to get. It's not harder to get if you trust your gut, if you really trust it. When I look at my case with big decisions, I mean, buying a building or, I mean, our cottage, we bought our cottage in a nanosecond. We had, I think, 2 hours to be able to get an offer in because they were, it was in a bidding war. And I made the decision like that and it turned out well, but I knew that I was in a good spot with my wave. My sacral will always guide me to the experiences that are right for me. Yours will as well. So let's talk about response. What does it feel like in your body? How do you know what you're going to respond to? Because so many generator types will say to me, well, I'll just have to look for things to respond to. You do not have to look for things to respond to. The universe wants to conspire with you as a generator type. It wants to put things in your path, but are you paying attention? Are you allowing yourself to respond? Because I think for many of us, we've been told not to get overexcited, not to do things in a hurry. We need to sleep on it. We've been conditioned to believe that we can't trust that impulse inside of us. So it's like we tamper our response. And we certainly do this on social media. We certainly do this with our content creation. So many generator types that I work with, they'll create something in response for a podcast episode, a blog, a piece of social media content. And then they second guess themselves and they remove the post or they delete the thing that they've just created. And they stole their own power. They stole their own magnetism. They buried it because they've been so conditioned to believe they can't say it like that. They have to sleep on it. Or lots of times as generator types, we can feel almost too fiery when we're in response because we're so freaking excited when we're in response. And that's when we are our most magnetic. Our auras are big. Generator auras are big. Manifesting generator auras are huge. We are meant to magnetize things towards us. We do not need to look for things to respond to. The universe gives us things to respond to. All we have to do is give ourselves the freedom to be in response to that thing and then to take the next step. One of my teachers in BG5, he said that he once took a trip across the country based only on his response. Isn't that ballsy? Can you imagine doing that? That's one of my commitments to myself for 2026. Is that I will operate my business. Now, I always have like a loose plan. I plan my 90 days, my quarters throughout the year. I know, you know, loosely, I'm going to launch CBD this number of times. I'm going to launch D2P this number of times. I have that sort of thing in place. And I always give myself wiggle room for if I need to put it off a couple of weeks or something like that. So I have the structure in my business. However, I am going to let myself be more in response this year than ever before. If something's not feeling right based on my response, I'm not going to do it. And that can seem a little bit wonky in a business, but we need to trust as generator types that magnetism that we have. And we need to trust that when we are in response, the universe will play with us. The universe will meet us where we're at. Now, there are times when I, in my own life, and when I'm working with generator types, where I will say, well, just ask for something to respond to. Just ask for a sign. Because they've had the initial response, the universe has put something in their path, they've had the initial response, and then they're second guessing. They're getting into their heads, they're trying to figure it out. I do this too. So I'll just say, okay, universe, let's play. Let's play. You show me this sign, and I'll play. And that's it. So this sounds really simplistic, and it is really simplistic. Ra, the founder of Human Design, used to say, if he could just get, I mean, his language was pretty harsh, and I may be oversimplifying this, but something like if he could just get the dumb generators to be on purpose and to use their strategy, he could change the world. Something like that. Because our strategy is really easy. How easy is it to be in response? And it's really hard because we've been trained for our whole lives not to trust that. So my invitation to you as a generator type is to allow yourself to trust your sacral response. Be in response to things that are happening around you. Allow your sacral to guide you. Allow your sacral to magnetize the right experiences, the right people, the right places to you, and your life will change. You will certainly have more joy in your life. Certainly. So ask yourself the yes or no questions. Have the people in your life ask you yes or no questions and start to really be in your body. You will feel, physically feel your sacral as it pulls you through life. And if you want to talk about this, I'm over on IG, super easy to find, Vicky.Dixon. Send me a message and we'll talk about it.